We started our journey, or basically our experience in Jerusalem, last week. You remember that? We were at the Passover meal, or as better known to us, we call it the Last Supper, right? We're sitting there with Jesus, and he says, somebody's going to betray you, betray me. And all of a sudden, everybody says, is it I? Is it I, Lord? Is it I, the one? Am I the one who is going to betray you? All 12 of them. Even Judas, the one that actually did betray him. And then we were asked, we said, hey, look, here's what we want you to do. We want you to go home this whole week. And every time you go to sin, every time you go to betray God, betray Jesus, ask, is it I, Lord? Is it I? I'll tell you what, if you were like me, I did a lot of, is it I, Lord, this week. This past week, I constantly asked myself, as soon as a thought came into my head, is it I, Lord? Am I going to betray you today? Am I the one? Am I the one that's going to sell you? Of course, I'm the one that nailed him to the cross. Right? So we began our journey right here in Jerusalem. And let's begin in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 17. And it says, now the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus saying unto him, where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, go into the city to such a man and say unto him, the master saith, my time is at hand. I will keep the Passover at the house with my disciples. And the disciples did as Jesus had appointed them, and they made ready the Passover. Now when the evening was come, he sat down with the 12. And as they did eat, he said, verily I say unto you, that one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful. And began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, he that dippeth his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him, but woe unto that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, Master, is it I? He said unto him, thou hast said. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and brake it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. It's the Passover. It's the Passover meal. It's the Last Supper. Jesus tells his disciples, look, one of you guys, you're going to betray me. Is it I, Lord? Is it I? My body, this bread that you're going to take is going to be the representation of my body that's broken for you. And we tore the bread last week to give you a visual of what it's like. Because it's real easy for us to just blow that off and say, you know what? Okay, his body was broken. You know, we'll have the bread and I'll do this in remembrance. But remember, his body was beaten beyond recognition. Is it I, Lord? We looked at the meaning behind the bread and found that Jesus is the bread of life, and who eats that bread will never hunger again. That's pretty awesome, isn't it? He told the woman at the well the same thing with the water, right? He says, you know what? You drink of this, you will never thirst again. And as we journey through this Thanksgiving experience, we take a look at the blood. And interesting enough, that the blood doesn't come out of the body without pain. Did you ever think about that? I didn't. Until the other day, and I had to go get some blood work done. And I'm sitting there with my sleeve pulled up, and the nurse says, this is going to hurt. It's going to pinch a little bit. And she was right. It did, and it still hurts. You can't extract blood from yourself without some type of pain. You have to go through pain. You either cut yourself or you have some issues that whatever it is, blood is supposed to stay within you, right? Right. It doesn't come out easily. Yeah, it pinched all right. Holy cow. So that got me to thinking about the pain Jesus took upon himself. You see, in Hebrews chapter 9, I want you to turn there. It's necessary. It's necessary. The scripture that we just read says there is no remission of sin without the blood, right? I want you to take a look at Hebrews chapter 9. Beginning in verse 19, it says, for when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of the calves and of the goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood there is no remission. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the truth, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet there he shall offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he offer often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Basically, all that says is, look, God gave us a law, the Old Testament. The Old Testament, we were to sacrifice. The Jews were to take sacrifice. And can you imagine the bloody mess? That every year they'd come to Jerusalem and bring their lamb, each one without a blemish. And then they would sacrifice on the altar at the temple. And all the blood and all the mess and all the sacrifices and the many things that they had to do. But that wasn't good enough. Because every year they had to do it again, and they had to do it again, and they had to do it again. And Jesus, in one time, and He took our place. It was one time. And He said, look, I've done this. It's over. It's finished. Accept me. Let my blood cleanse you from all unrighteousness. There is no remission of sin without blood. So I started to think about that. I started to think about the high price. You know, I've always, you know, and I know, you know, we talk about the communion and we talk about the bread and we talk about the blood, but do we really understand? Do we really understand the pain, the sacrifice that the Lamb of God had to go through? You know, for the most part, when you sin, you don't think about it. When you say, is it I, Lord? You don't really think about it being pain, because guess what? Sin feels good. For the most part, it does. We wouldn't do it if it didn't feel good, right? If we didn't get a benefit out of sinning, we wouldn't do it. Come on, right? You eat your vegetables because you have to. You eat pizza because you like to, right? But that's the idea. It hurts. There's pain. There's pain associated with it. Somebody took the price. And we can sit here all day long and say, you know what? Is it I, Lord? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. We don't often think about it. We don't think that we nailed Him to the cross. And I have a video today that I want you to watch. It's a music video. It's Johnny Cash. Any Johnny Cash fans? All right. Let me set this up for you. These were kind of the end days of his life. He was very weak and frail. And he looked back on his life. So I'm going to write a song about this. Because I'm a mess. I committed adultery several times. I've taken drugs. I've been in prison. I've done everything. I have an empire. I have my own little place where you can go and you can see Johnny Cash paraphernalia. His wife really didn't want him to do this. His wife really didn't want to do this. He was so weak and frail that all he could do was a couple words a day. He couldn't do the whole thing. He couldn't just do the whole music video. What he did is he did it when he was strong enough and did it in pieces. He'd say a couple of words and do a couple of chords. And they flashed back on his life. And they put this thing, all the pieces, all together. I want you to play the video.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know on my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts. I cannot repair beneath the stains of time. The feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
What do you think? It's basically saying, you know what? My empire is nothing but dirt. Worked all his life for this empire of dirt. And we do the same. We have all the stuff. That in the end, it will all be gone. And he knows that Jesus Christ put that crown on his head. That he paid the price for all the stuff. He paid with his blood, with his broken body. He paid the ultimate price. Johnny says that, you know what? I've got this empire of dirt. And he wishes now that he could start all over again. This time do it differently. Find a way. And that way is Jesus Christ. What's interesting is in both of these passages, Jesus says that he died for many. Interesting, isn't it? In both the passages, he says Jesus Christ died for many. But in Romans chapter 3:23, it says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Amen? He knows that everyone will not confess him as Lord. Don't allow that to happen to you today. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says that today is the acceptable day of salvation. You have to have the life-giving blood of Jesus Christ covering your sins. And without it, you will surely die. This past Wednesday, we went to the State Theater. I went with the teens, and the teens are here this morning. And there was a video that they showed from Billy Graham. I just want to tell you a little piece of that video. There was an illusionist, and this illusionist was dying. He was dying of cancer. He was dying of leukemia. And he needed a transfusion. He needed somebody else's blood. He needed a marrow transplant so that it would produce different blood. Because the blood that he had inside of him was killing him. Kind of like us. What we have inside of us is killing us. It's a cancer. But this cancer was killing him. And out of over several million donors, they found one. They found one that matched. And what happened is he went to the hospital. It was like an 18-year-old girl that had a perfect match. And she came and she gave him her bone marrow. And they had the transplant. And it was very successful. And he lived. And when every time he goes and has his blood checked, guess what? It's no longer him. When they pull it, his DNA is of an 18-year-old girl. When we accept Jesus Christ, and when we're washed in the blood of the Savior, it's no longer us. It's Him who lives in us. It was a very powerful video, and if you ever want to see it, you need to you can go online and get it. Without the blood of that young girl, he would have died. Her blood runs through his veins because what was in there was killing him. And it's killing us. We need the blood of Jesus to save our lives. It's a free gift. I'm going to give you another assignment this week. I want you to really think about it. When we looked at this passage, it's still saying, you know what? Lord, is it I? And when we start to build our own little empire, when we start to see all the stuff that we have, and when we start to begin to sin, I want you to say, is it I, Lord? Again, I want you to do that. Is it I, Lord? Is it I, the one? Am I at the end of my life going to be like Johnny Cash? Saying, man, I wish I had it all over to do again. Well, right now is the day of salvation. Today. So if everybody would stand, every head bowed, every eye closed. If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord over your life, today is the day of salvation. Not going to get it again. I mean, you can get it again, yeah, but today is the day because there's no promise of tomorrow. In your heart right now, the heartbeat that's beating is the only one that you're promised. The breath that you're taking right now is the only one that you're promised. You could drop dead right now. You could walk out of here and before you even get to your car, something could happen to you. So if we all know that we're sinners. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And there's a price to pay for that sin. And the price is, in Romans 6:23, it says, for the wages of sin is death. But it doesn't stop there. It says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. He's washing you. He wants to wash your sin away. He wants to cover you. He wants to cover all that shame and all the guilt with a fresh slate. But you have to accept it. Just like that guy in the video, the illusionist, if he didn't accept the blood from that young girl, he would have died because the cancer would have eaten him away. But he accepted. and he lived. You need to accept the blood of Jesus Christ to wash your sin away. And he's knocking at your heart's door right now. In Revelation 3:20, it says, I stand at the door and knock. He's at your heart's door right now. You can refuse him, but you can let him in. He's not going to break his way into your heart. He's not going to enter your life without your invitation. So today is the invitation. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day when you say, Lord, I want you to be master over my life. I want you to be Lord over my life. I want your cleansing blood to wash over me, Father. Change me. Allow me to be new. If that's your desire, I want you to pray. Dear God, I admit I am a sinner. I understand my sin has separated me from you. I believe that your Son, Jesus Christ, died for me and rose again from the grave to offer me this gift of eternal life. I open the door to my heart and invite Christ in to be my personal Savior. Forgive me of my sins and make me your child. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray this. Amen. Now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, anybody pray this prayer? Just lift up your hand real quick. Let me just know how to pray for you. Anybody? Anybody? Anybody at all? I see that hand. I see that. Amen. Praise God. Well, there's some people in the back, some men and women, and I want you to, at this time of invitation, if you've accepted Christ, you can go back and you can talk to one of the ladies, and the ladies will show you in God's Word what you've just done. For the rest of us, if you need prayer, the men and the women in the back are there for you for prayer. If there's something that's God laid on your heart, maybe the empire of dirt, I don't know, sure spoke to me, but you can go back and you can ask them for prayer and they can take you in and pray. If there's anything else that you want that God has impressed upon your heart, the altar is open. It's not, we're just going to do one verse of invitation. So the altar is open for those of you who just want to come down and kneel before an almighty God and just say, thanks, God. Thank you so much. I am so thankful that I don't have to pay for the price of sin because your Son is already done. Won't you come? Don't delay.
Your brow, your hands, your feet, with nails and thorns, the veil was torn to make a way for me. Lord, you made a way for me, Jesus. My God, my King, my Lord, Jesus, Savior, victory is yours.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, God. We can't even imagine the pain and the suffering that you went through seeing your Son crucified. Let alone all the pain that Jesus endured. But the victory is yours, Lord. Defeated the grave. And now we are washed in the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.